Storytel presents The Woman on the Beach by Margit Sanamu. Part 34 in the Legend of the Ice People series. Narrated by me, Nina Indis. The Legend of the Ice People. The Legend of the Ice People begins many centuries ago with Tengil the Evil. He was ruthless and greedy, and there was only one way to get everything that he wanted. He had to make a pact with the devil. He travelled far into the wilderness and summoned the devil with a magic potion that he had brewed in a pot. Tengil the Evil gained unlimited wealth and power, but in exchange he cursed his own family. One of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil with evil deeds. When it was done, Tengil buried the pot. If anyone found it, the curse would be broken. So the curse was passed down through Tengil's descendants, the Ice People. One person in every generation was born with yellow cat's eyes, a sign of the curse, and magical powers which they used to serve the devil. One day, the most powerful of all the cursed ice people would be born. This is what the legend says. Nobody knows whether it is true, but in the 16th century, a cursed child of the ice people was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which is why they called him Tengil the Good. This legend is about his family. Actually, it's mostly about the women in his family. The women who held the fate of the Ice People in their hands. Chapter 1. The Ice People knew that many dangers lurked. They were a vulnerable clan because they had links to both the real and the shadow worlds. It was their own ancestor, Tengil the Evil, who posed the greatest danger, but others were also after them for various reasons. Somewhere deep inside a forest, something was waiting for a very special member of the Ice People. The evil had waited for years in the dense forest, brooding on revenge in a yet-to-be-accomplished vendetta. The evil deeds of the fathers, an unforgivable offense that had to be accounted for. There was a small swampy forest lake, almost overgrown, a pool that reeked of evil because of what was hidden at the bottom. It was virtually impossible that that particular descendant of the Ice People should find the way to this very spot deep in the forest. And yet, it happened. 115 years had passed since the offended party had suffered the deep humiliation that led to the vendetta. It was many hundreds of years since the first offence which triggered it all was committed. The Ice People hadn't been involved, at least not from the beginning. A century ago, however, a mere coincidence had brought them to this spot to take almighty revenge. And now, in 1912, another member of the Ice People was to be led here, not so much by coincidence, but out of curiosity. Precisely the person whom Tengil the Evil was out to get. André, the son of Benedicta and Sander, wasn't exactly one of the brightest of the Ice People at school. This was something that upset Benedicta, because in Sander's family there were a great many professors.
"Now you're talking nonsense," said Sander. "There are sharp minds among the Ice People, too. What's so special about being intellectual? It often leads to snobbishness, as I've seen among the members of my family. André is fine as he is. If he enjoys working with cars and engines, then let him. I'm really proud of him. Aren't you?"
Yes, she was, absolutely. They put André's miserable school report aside and let him do as he wanted. In 1912, when André was 20 years old, there was much unrest in the world. Relations between Europe's five superpowers, England, France, Russia, Austria-Hungary, and Germany, were extremely tense. Norway was fairly calm at the time, a relatively new nation busy getting itself in order as best it could. The emphasis was on social responsibility.